got it, Lori. Here we go. Fifth and final hour of the South Shore's Morning News coming to you from Broadcast House in beautiful Marshfield. Check us out on the YouTube page. Like and subscribe. WATD Radio on YouTube. And if you want to comment, as always, we enjoy your views, opinions. The text line is welcome and available to you. 781-837-4900. 781-837-4900 is our text line. All texters are welcome, and you might want to comment on this week's Love Bites. Our relationship, our lifestyle coach is in studio. It's so good to have her back. Francesca Luca is here, and I want to let you know that Love Bites, taking a bite out of love one question at a time, is sponsored by our great friends over at Meineke's. Stop by Meineke's Hanover or Quincy location today for fast, reliable car care. Go with a name you know. Go with Meineke. Now, here she is, Francesca Luca.
Hello, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing great. How have you been? You feeling better?
I'm feeling better, but apparently that spider decided to give me a little love bite, and it was a little dilemma last week. Uh-oh. As you know, I wasn't here. But anyway, yes, but it's all better now.
But that was kind of fun. I was scared. Yeah, because I knew you said, she's just got a cold, it's allergies, and then... No, she said it was a spider bite. She was bitten by a spider. But anyway,
that's what I get for sleeping with my dog.
Oh boy, yeah, you got to watch out for those spiders. I'm glad you're feeling okay.
I'm feeling fine.
And
I'm
your ESP abilities, though, I guess, have enhanced. But we'll get to that another week.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Let's hear the question.
All right. So here is the question. Now, where did I put it? Oh, here it is. Okay. By the way, we'll tell you how you can send in your question to Francesca. All right, so here we go. This week's question is from Wendy. All right. Wendy says, I cannot stop obsessing over every little thing my fiancé does. I go through his trash, looking for receipts. I check his phone when he's in the shower.
Oh, my goodness.
Replay conversations in my head and twist innocent things into proof that he can't possibly really love me. Aww. Or that he's cheating. He's sweet and consistent, but my brain keeps hunting for the hidden lie. I know this isn't healthy, Francesca, but I cannot stop. How do I stop the constant search for evidence that I'm about to get hurt? Francesca, help me out. That's from Wendy.
Oh, Wendy, you're exhausting me.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. The constant hunt for evidence that he doesn't love you or that he's cheating, it sounds exhausting, right?
It does.
I'm just tired listening to the question. But it sounds like maybe you've been betrayed before. But, you know, what I have to say to that is I think pretty much everyone at some point in their life has been. But I will say that this level of distrust says more about your past wounds than about his current behavior. And staying on edge like that, always looking for the problem, mm-hmm. is the problem, because it puts strain on the relationship, and obviously not to mention that you're torturing yourself. So what I would recommend is a few real things to consider is, you know, even the most patient guy is eventually going to pull away or start hiding things just, you know, to keep things peaceful. And so you are actually sort of like the very thing that you're trying, again, the very thing that you're trying to stop, you're inadvertently setting yourself up for.
Okay.
And I think you probably know this. It's like, you know, you can't keep giving in to that. So let me ask you, Wendy, how does he treat you when you're tired, when you're stressed, when, I don't know, nobody's watching?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Right? And you also need to tell him that this is your problem, not his. And the way to do that is to be vulnerable, saying something like, maybe, you know, sometimes my anxiety convinces me that you're going to hurt me, so I start looking for proof. Right. And I hate that I'm doing this. I'm working on it. Can you be patient with me while I figure it out? And Rob, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think, I mean, she says he's sweet and consistent, but her brain keeps hunting for the hidden lie. And so we talked about, getting out of these habits would be helpful. It's going to be hard at first, because once you do it, you can't stop. I get it. You know, it's like the person that starts, you know, we had a person one time at work that had access to everybody's emails. And once they started reading the emails, they couldn't stop. Because, no, I get it. Because
what are you talking about?
No, I'm not going to say it. But it was addictive because the person couldn't stop because they had access. And once they started reading everything, it's hard to shut it off, I think. And so that part of the brain, whatever it is, you know, I feel like you're always looking. And that was what the person was looking with emails.
Right.
But it's the same kind of thing, right? Emails, phones, text, looking through the trash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a little strong.
I don't know. I would say the first thing is you got to retrain your brain a little,
that's
right?
That's exactly right. You have to retrain your brain because every time you keep reiterating that you're looking for this stuff, that which you focus on is what actually happens. So it's like this, you know, what wolf do you feed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to feed the wolf that is, remind yourself that when you're stressed, when you're tired, whatever it might be, that he's good to you, that he's consistent, that he's caring. And if you keep focusing on that, I know it sounds a little airy-fairy, but, you know, this is a practice. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's not that big of a problem, but you do need to kind of be in touch with your own feelings. And now we have a new, we've got Lori Kirby in the newsroom, and I mentioned to her that I might just love to hear her thoughts.
Well, yeah, because Christine is recovering from her knee surgery, and Dan went to a soccer game last night.
So we've got a whole new crew here.
So Lori, as you know, we're going to open the door and let Lori chime in because we want to allow Lori a chance to come in here and be a part of Love Bites. Lori, come on in.
Hi, Francesca. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Lori.
All right. Did you hear the question?
Yes. And I like Francesca's response, what wolf do you feed? Because I think anybody who has ever gone through an anxious time, we can just kind of ruminate in our minds and focus on that. And as you said, it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. However, too many women sometimes also ignore their instincts. Mm-hmm. I would be curious if she's had a conversation with her fiance about this. And a telltale sign, I think, of guilt is angry defensiveness.
Mm-hmm.
If he does not deal with this, like, oh, you don't trust me, that kind of reaction,
mm-hmm.
that speaks volumes, maybe not about his guilt or innocence, but how he's going to handle her weak times. Will he be there for when she is feeling vulnerable and anxious and say, hey, I want to do everything I can so that you feel better,
mm-hmm.
To help you through this? So it may be more indicative of what he might be as a life partner, mm-hmm. if she has that conversation. I would be tempted to have that before I said I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Lori, for that. That's, very insightful.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a fiancé.
Yeah, and it's her fiancé, exactly.
Right.
But she is openly admitting that he really isn't the issue. It's her, that she really doesn't have a reason, that he's not giving her a reason. So it does sound like it's an old betrayal. But if he doesn't even know that she's doing this, he doesn't know that she has this level of anxiety.
That's true, too.
And if he doesn't know,
he doesn't know.
He can't help her.
True. But players are good.
Players are good. I have to say, sadly, I know this. Yes, players, exactly. They can be very, very good, very, very deceiving. Mm. And they've learned to be sneaky.
Yeah.
So are you thinking, Lori, that perhaps he is cheating or that he is guilty?
You know, I think it could go either way. I know
she would
somebody
have found it by now, right?
Well,
not necessarily.
Okay.
I know somebody that hired a private detective.
Oh, wow.
And
that's cool.
You got to be ready to find out the truth, because what they found out was that he was cheating overseas, and it was devastating.
Oh, wow.
And you have to be ready to learn the truth. But at this point, I don't think she can see beyond her own anxiety, but I don't want to discount her instincts.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. I mean, she may just be scared, but maybe she's not. Maybe she has a gut feeling. So, but healing that fear, regardless, is one of the bravest and kindest things that you can do for both of you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know,
and
when the urge to snoop or interrogate hits, you know what? Pause and ask yourself, what am I really afraid of right now? And maybe sit with that fear. But again, I do think that the conversation, which we always go back to all the time in any of these Love Bites questions, is have the conversation. And I couldn't agree with you more how he responds or reacts. And there's a big difference, right? How someone responds, how someone reacts. If he's very reactive, that could be a telltale sign too. So, Wendy, it sounds like you have a little homework to do on your end. And so I wish you the best. Mm-hmm. And, you know, write back to me. Let me know. Go to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, like you did, and click contact me and tell me what happens.
All right.
And thanks, Lori and Rob. Appreciate it.
Yeah. For chiming in
and
there.
Hang in there to that gal. That's a hard place to be. It can be really scary in those sleepless nights. So we're thinking of you. Hang in there. You're not alone.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. All right. All Francesca, right. If somebody wants to connect with you, and we want, by the way, we do a question every week at this time at WHD on Love Bites. So, Francesca, how do people get those questions?
Yeah, go to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and right in the navigation bar, click contact me. And what we've got upcoming is Wednesday's wine, and I am giving away two Wednesday's wine t-shirts.
Yeah. She didn't tell me about this.
So chime in. We're going to be talking about that nasty autocorrect.
Oh, yes.
That just puts me over the edge, but we'll talk about that in a few minutes.
All right. Wednesday wine coming up after 9:30. Francesca Luca. Francesca, thank you so much.
Thank you.
95.9 WATD, the South Shore's morning news.